from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo signs decree on new national capital Nusantara development incentives. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto says resilient cooperatives control market share. Now the news in detail. Presiden Joko Widodo has signed a regulation on incentives for potential investor participating in building services and facilities at the new Indonesian capital Nusantara. The regulation has been included in Presidential Regulation No. 75 of 2024 concerning the acceleration of development of the Nusantara capital city. According to the regulation, the government will provide incentives and business licensing facilities to business actors developing the provision and management of basic or social services and commercial facilities. The government has provided details on incentives and business licensing facilities offered through the Nusantara Authority, ministries, institution, and regional governments in accordance with statutory provisions. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has said that resilient cooperatives are those who control the market share. He made the statement at the 77th National Cooperative Day commemoration in Batam City on Friday. According to him, cooperatives have high competitiveness no matter the type of business and composition, and he added that cooperatives must participate in digitalization to boost Indonesia's economic resilience. By celebrating the 77th Cooperation Day, it is hoped that cooperatives in Indonesia can become one of the pillars for reviving the community-based economy. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan has asked the Trade Ministry's trade representatives in various countries to build and strengthen strategies to tackle global trade barriers. He conveyed this during the 2024 Coordinating and Technical Meeting of Trade Representatives Abroad held in Melbourne, Australia from July the 10th until 12th. In a statement released on Friday, he said that Indonesia's export to various countries are expected to run smoothly without hindrances. According to him, there are trade barriers such as the European Union deforestation regulation, which have an impact on export of Indonesian agricultural products. Nevertheless, export opportunities remain wide open. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has emphasized the importance of developing strategies and innovation to increase efficiency and punctuality at every stage of the logistic process. In a statement released on Friday, he said that logistics challenges are becoming more varied in keeping with the development of technology and dynamics of the global market. Previously, the minister served as a key speaker at the Federation of International Freight Forwarder Associations Regional Asia Pacific Meeting 2024 and the meeting of the Indonesian Logistics and Forwarders Association in Bali. According to him, attention to logistics efficiency is being consistently prioritized. Business players need simple and integrated interactions with one command. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres declared on Friday that there is no alternative to the United Nations Palestinian Refugees Agency, UNRWA, and 118 countries backed the relief organization as indispensable amid stepped-up efforts by Israel to dismantle it. As reported by ArabNews.com on July the 12th, the UN Relief and Works Agency provides education, health, and aid to millions of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Since war erupted 9 months ago between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas in Gaza, UN officials have stressed UNRWA is the backbone of aid operation. Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski has said Warsaw is considering a proposal from Kyiv to shoot down Russian missiles heading towards Polish territory while they are still in Ukrainian airspace. As reported by BBC.com on July the 12th, the proposal was included in a joint defense agreement between the two countries signed during President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Warsaw earlier this week. Vietnamese electric vehicle maker VinFast is delaying the launch of its planned $4 billion factory in North Carolina to 2028 and cutting its delivery forecast for this year by 20,000 units amid uncertainties in the global electric vehicle or EV market. As reported by CAN.com on July the 13th, VinFast, founded by Vietnam's richest man, Pham Nhat Vuong, in 2017, which turned to making fully electric vehicles in 2022, said it would now deliver 80,000 vehicles this year, down from the initially planned 100,000. In total, VinFast sold 21,747 units in the first half of 2024, an increase of 92% against the same period last year, but around one-fourth of the new yearly forecast. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Denpasar, Bali. A total of 26 musicians consisting of Balinese and Taiwanese nationals collaborated to perform percussion compositions from traditional Balinese gamelan and Taiwanese baguan musical instruments at the 46th Bali Art Festival 2024, held from June the 15th until July the 13th. Chairman of the Dharma Santi Ubud Art Studio, Imade Subuat, in Denpasar Tuesday said that within 10 days, his 14 students practiced together with 12 art students from Taipei National University of the Arts, Taiwan. Even though it was short, according to him, all the musicians learned a lot. Balinese and Taiwanese traditional musical instruments were studied together, even in some songs they swap positions. Collaborations between the Dharma Santi Ubud Art Studio and the Taiwanese is a series of the 2024 Bali Arts Festival, namely the Bali World Culture Celebration, bringing together Gianyar artists and study program artists of the Taipei National University of the Arts Ensemble, who studied the theory and practice of Balinese gamelan. Next is still from Denpasar, Bali. The Denpasar City Government Bali will build 300 pilot points for the source-based organic waste management system called Teba Modern. Mayor of Denpasar, Igusti Ngurah Jaya Negara in Denpasar Tuesday said the 100 Teba Modern pilots were donated by Maludong community, while 200 other will be funded through the Denpasar City budget. Teba moderns are prioritized to be built in areas near holy places, such as Pemerajan, Dadia, which have quite a large land. According to Jayanegara, the increasing number of options for the community and managing source-based waste will be good education. Meanwhile, Komang Sudiarta, as the founder of the Maludong community, said that the Teba Modern Organic Waste Management Program is being disseminated to all elements of society, such as Banjars or village, temples or Merajan, owned by the community and schools. Later, the organic waste will be broken down organically by microorganism. Within a period of 6 to 10 months, it can be taken to be used as a further products such as fertilizer and so on. The last news comes from Bantul, Yogyakarta. The Bantul Regency Government Special Region of Yogyakarta is building integrated waste processing sites with large capacity in three locations, which could later become a permanent solution in overcoming the waste problem. Bantul Region Abdul Halim Muslih in Bantul Tuesday said the three waste processing sites have a capacity of up to tens of tons per day. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with an event on July 13, 1930, when the first FIFA World Cup was held. The first World Championship for the men's national football team was held in Uruguay from July 13 to 30, 1930. At that time, FIFA chose Uruguay as the host country. The decision was based on Uruguay's success in defending their football title at the 1928 Summer Olympics. All matches were played at Centenario Stadium in Uruguay's capital city of Montevideo. The stadium was deliberately built for the World Cup. 13 teams, 7 from South America, 4 from Europe, and 2 from North America, participated in this first ever football party. Uruguay defeated Argentina 4-2 in front of 93,000 people in the final match. Besides being the first country to be the host, Uruguay also won the World Cup for the first time. Moving on to the 1949 event about Indonesian National Revolution. The Indonesian National Revolution occurred on July 13, 1949. The event was marked by the ratification of Room Van Rooyen Agreement by the Hatta Cabinet. Meanwhile, Syafruddin Prawira Negara, who served as president of the Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia at that time, officially dismissed the emergency government and handed back his mandate to Sukarno. We end today in history with the International Rock Day. July 13 is annually commemorated as International Rock Day. Rocks are often considered to be a useless object, but actually, rocks have a significant role in life. The outer solid layer of the earth, the lithosphere, is made up of rocks and has been used by humans throughout history. Rocks also play an essential role in human revolution. The main goal of International Rock Day is to raise global awareness about the importance of rocks and encourage people around the world to learn more about rocks. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Walau kita
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on One Map Policy Encouraging Investment and Economic Equity. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto revealed the significant achievements in the One Map Policy or OMP, which has been implemented for 8 years. He conveyed it at the 2024 OMP Summit in Jakarta Thursday, July 11th. The One Map Policy includes 4 main activity stages, namely compilation, integration, synchronization activities, and activities for sharing geospatial data and information. Since it was implemented through a presidential regulation in 2016 and updated in 2021, the One Map Policy has succeeded in reducing spatial utilization discrepancies from 77.38 million hectares in 2019 to 57.41 million hectares in 2024. Erlangga Hartarto said this achievement shows the government's commitment to creating legal certainty, encouraging the investment climate, and realizing economic equality throughout Indonesia. He explained the 2024 OMP Summit not only functions as a place to report on the progress of the One Map Policy, but also as a forum to discuss recommendations and strategies for the sustainability of the policy after 2024. Coordinating Minister Erlangga emphasized the importance of the One Map Policy geoportal in sharing geospatial data and information, which has been utilized by ministries or institutions and regional governments to improve spatial planning, accelerate the confirmation of administrative boundaries, as well as resolve land overlap problems. Erlangga Hartarto, who chaired the National Working Meeting, which took place on the first day of the summit, highlighted strategies for achieving the One Map Policy targets and policy directions for implementing the One Map Policy after 2024. Meanwhile, head of the Geospatial Information Agency, Muhammad Aris Marfai, regarding the One Map Policy, emphasized that the importance of providing access to data and information, increasing the capacity of geospatial human resources, as well as the integration of the One Map Policy with One Indonesian Data in statutory regulation. It is hoped that the 2024 OMP Summit will not only be a momentum for reflection on the achievements that have been achieved, but also as a starting point for continuing efforts to achieve strategic targets in national development towards a better future. That was my Indonesia today.
Sebentar saja ku ingin cerita tentang dia yang teristimewa. Kadang lucu, kadang menyebalkan ya. Oh, tapi aku suka. Dia tak pandai merangkai kata-kata. Romantisnya pun seadanya, tapi aku bingung entah kenapa. Oh, nyaman di dekatnya. Aku suka sama kamu, aku aman di dekatmu. Punya kamu. tidak pandai merangkai kata-kata, romantisnya pun seadanya. Tapi aku bingung entah kenapa, oh nyaman di dekatnya. Aku suka sama kamu, aku aman di dekatmu, aku nyaman bersamamu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Bema Beach in Banyuwangi is increasingly popular through the presence of the Trans Java toll route that accelerates vehicle access to the eastern part of Java. Banyuwangi International Airport, which was designed by architect Andara Martin and won one of the prestigious Aga Khan Award for Architecture 2022, has further boosted the name of Banyuwangi, which is located in East Java Province. Banyuwangi is not just a port from Java to Bali, but also an access to a variety of tourism destinations from mountains to oceans and from forests to savannas. Listener, besides being known for its clear water and white sands, Bima Beach is also home to a herd of long-tailed mass kikus. The beach is also equipped with several tourism support facilities, such as lounging with a beautiful view of Bama Beach. Along the way to the beach, visitors can enjoy the beauty of Baluran National Park, which is green in the rainy season and arid in the dry season. Another uniqueness of Bama Beach is its location surrounded by mangrove plains. Then it has a stunning sunset view, and this beach also has a beautiful underwater view. In this addition to having clean white sand and clear seawater, this beach is also surrounded by mangrove forests that give a natural impression and add to the beauty of the beach panorama. Because it is within the Baluran National Park area, visitors do not need to pay an additional entrance ticket to enter the beach area. At Bama Beach, visitors can enjoy various activities such as swimming, basking in the sun, or just taking a walk along the beautiful beach. Due to the preservation of nature, marine life in the waters around the beach is also rich and diverse, the floor visitors should also do snorkeling activities. If you do not bring equipment, there is no need to worry, because visitors can rent snorkeling equipment in beach area. On the beach, there are also passenger boats that can be boarded to enjoy the scenery, such as looking at Balloran Mountain from a distance. After returning to the beach, visitors can sit in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea under the twilight sky, enjoying snacks such as fried bananas while watching the sunset plus the gentle afternoon breeze, guaranteed to refresh you. Listener, that's wonderful Indonesia for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's miscellany comes from Putri Indonesia, or Miss Indonesia, Harashta Haifa Zahra, who stunned the world after being crowned as Miss Supranational 2024 in Nowy Sącz, Poland. Tata, as Harashta is usually called, is the first Miss Indonesia to win Miss Supranational Beauty Pageant, beating contestants from 71 countries. The 20-year-old environmental engineering student admitted she was proud and happy when she was crowned the 15th Miss Supranational at the final show at Nowy Sącz Malopolska on Saturday, July 6, 2024. Miss Supranational is an annual international beauty pageant which started in 2009 and is mostly held in Poland. Miss Supranational is included in the top 5 beauty pageants along with Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss International, and Miss Grand International. Miss Supranational emphasizes the different meanings of beauty, fashion, and style from various perspectives throughout the world. Miss Supranational is also a pageant that focuses on natural beauty and elegance. Miss Supranational was formed as a TV show that is closely related to the entertainment world. According to its official website, Miss Supranational collaborates with Polsat television station in broadcasting the event. Harashta's journey in beauty pageants began at Mojang Jajaka event in Bandung City, West Java Province. This victory made her take part in Putri Indonesia 2024 contest. On the grand final of Putri Indonesia, Tata came out as the winner. Harashta's winning in Miss Supranational 2024 is inseparable from the support of various parties, including Indonesian representatives in Poland. Well, listener, that's Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. You're still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, we're going to present you a Keroncong song called Panah Asmara, sung by Faiz Maulana Hasbi. This song was first popularized and written in 2004 by the legendary singer Krisha in his album entitled Senyawa. In memory of the songwriter, in 2010, the song was rearranged and covered by Afghan in his second studio album, Theme The Wand. This song is about love that a guy adores someone. He is mesmerized by her eye, kiss, and friend lines. However, she says nothing and just smiles without giving any clear signs, leaving him confused and worried. Alright, listener, this is Faiz Maulana Hasbi with Panah Asmara. Happy listen!
Berdebar rasa di dada setiap kau tatap mataku, apakah arti pandangan itu menunjukkan hasratmu? Sungguh aku telah tergoda saat kau dekat denganku, hanya kau yang membuatku begini, melepas panah asmara. Cut.
asmara panah asmara, oh panah asmara, panah asmara, panah asmara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersatulah, bersatulah, jangan terpisah, terpecah belah. jenis beda pendapat bukanlah masalah asal dirimu tidak cepat marah seiring budaya merah kuning hijau bergoyang ala reggae bertambah pucuk pucuk.
Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa lupakan.
Sangat indah. Jangan terbawa suasana dan amarah. Buang jauh-jauh sifat egoismu. Ciptakan persatuan, buang rasa bencimu. Yo 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 yo, kita berdenda. Jangan hipopi rama reggae semua bergoyang. Janganlah bersedih ataupun engkau bimbang. Daripada rusuh mendingan bersenang-senang. Bergandengan tangan di dalam kasih. Jangan adu domba atau saling berselisih. Buang arogansi yang ada di dalam diri. Tersenyum-tersenyum dengan wajah.
Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa-lupakan. Dikit ego dalam persatuan. Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa-lupakan. Dikit ego dalam persatuan.
Kadang rumitnya hidup membatasi pikiran. Kadang berbeda kepentingan, saling bersindiran. Bahkan mungkin hasilkan benci pada sesama. Jangan lupa bineka tunggal ika yang pertama.
Tak ada
hidup tanpa sensasi.
Tak ada
perdamaian tanpa toleransi.
Tak ada
garis yang tak punya reda.
Tak ada
hidup tanpa darah di jantung berdetak. Sekarang semua angkat tanganmu ke atas. Bayangkan kau ada di surga tak terbatas. Suku, agama, ras dan golongan tak pisahkan. Kita semua bersaudara, jangan risaukan.
Tuan-tuan dan nyonya-nyonya, gak cuma di chorus, dengerin Ras Muhammad.
Okay. Sudah, jangan engkau berang. Jangan kau membuat konflik dengan teman. Kau harus mengerti ini persatuan. Harus lebih damai dan berjabat tangan. Dan kau hentikan ribut dan selisih. Itu hanya bikin dunia lebih berisik. Kita harus lebih berpikir positif. Kita harus ada love, peace and energy. Yo, Ras Muhammad, double R dan Psycho G. Ada kau reggae, hip hop, rock the party. Dari batok kepala sampai alas kaki. Membuat kau bergoyang.
Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa-lupakan. Dikit ego dalam persatuan. Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa-lupakan. Dikit ego dalam persatuan. Kenapa mesti dipikirkan? Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa-lupakan. Kenapa mesti dibayangkan? Sudah lupa-lupakan. Dikit ego dalam persatuan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun. Menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun. Membuang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup jejak rindu. Basah meredam karena kabel tumpah. Emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku. Bahagia mengalir di deras air yang turun, menyamarkan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Tumbuh berbunga harum dan berwarna karena kau hujaniku. Ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku. Kau basahi aku, hujani